This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to your window into the meaningful impact being made across the Catholic Diocese of Hamilton. I'm your host, Marion Green, and I invite you to join me as I talk with inspiring guests and explore how the Catholic Development Fund creates ripple results. My guest today is Caroline Colley, who is the Executive Officer for the Common Good Foundation, a not-for-profit organisation that is part of the Hamilton Diocese and a close associate of the Catholic Development Fund. Welcome, Caroline, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Marion, for having me.
So I'd just like to start by asking you if you could share a little bit about your professional journey and what drew you to the role with the Common Good Foundation and what your role entails.
Yeah, sure. Well, yes, so I grew up in the King Country and I am the daughter of a teacher and a farmer, and I'm moved through a few different sort of experiences in my life and wound up working for a think tank which was based in Auckland. And I found that really fascinating because we were able to look at how really good ideas can be put into action to change people's lives, but it was always about the policy. And I moved from there to work as an English teacher at a secondary school, so I trained to become a secondary school teacher. And then we moved to Hamilton, and our little boy was born after quite a huge journey. And when our little boy came along, I guess I was thinking teaching, ideas, how does this all fit together? And the Common Good Foundation role actually came along at that time and gave me the opportunity to bring some of these things all together and gave us a chance to put into practice some of the ideas that we think are so important, helping those most in need. And the role allowed for me to spend a little bit more time with our newborn baby. So it was an amazing sort of gift that came to me, and it connected that early work for a think tank with looking at ideas, with being practical out in the community and supporting our family and investing in our family.
Wonderful. So you talk about your family, you mean your husband, yourself, and your little boy.
Yeah.
And this sort of work is part of your faith journey, your personal faith journey. And so it just aligned beautifully. Like you said, it was a bit of a gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. So the foundation's website states that it, inverted commas, embodies Catholic care in action, inverted commas. What does Catholic care in action mean? And for our listeners, maybe you could give us the elevator pitch for the Common Good Foundation.
Yeah, sure. So in our diocese, lots of people know of the Common Good Foundation by its former name, which is the Catholic Caring Foundation. And that foundation was established by Bishop Edward Gaines in 1982. So we've been around for quite some time. And we bridge the gap. If I was in an elevator with somebody, I'd say we bridge the gap between those who want to give and those who are working in the community supporting those most in need. And so we each year have a major appeal, which is called Caring Sunday, and then we give out grants at the end of each year, and that's how we put Catholic care into action.
Fantastic. So the foundation you mentioned was established in 1982. Mm-hmm. And it was called the Catholic Care Foundation. And then it underwent a name change in 2018 from Catholic Care Foundation to the Common Good Foundation.
Yeah.
Why was that shift to Common Good so significant?
Yeah, so it was a few years before I was involved. But from what I understand and having talked to people about it, the shift was aimed at trying to communicate that the foundation is for all in the community, and that we as a church and we as an organisation need to work towards helping all those that have need and trying to give what every single person ought to have in their world, in their life. But that when we had the name Catholic Caring Foundation, people presumed that we were only supporting the Catholic community. And we distribute on behalf of the Tyndall Foundation, and we have so we have the ability to give to organisations that are not Catholic, and then we also give to parishes and to groups that are Catholic. And so under the name the Common Good Foundation, we're able to communicate that message a little bit more clearly and be accessible to those who are interested in applying for grants. And the other interesting thing about the name, the Common Good, is that it's from the social doctrine of the Church, and forms one of the principles of Catholic social teaching, which is called the Common Good. So it's about the Church teaches us about how to how not just to follow Christ and to try to strive for heaven, but also to think about what it is that we do in our day-to-day life with those around us who are most in need. And one of those things is to try to work towards the common good, which is sort of the ideal that everybody has what they need in the world to thrive and to flourish. And so that's never going to be absolutely perfectly achieved, but what we do and what people do when they give to us is they try to help us to work towards that in a really practical way.
Right. Great. Great. So it's really about, as you said, the common, so spreading the love, spreading it wide to encompass non-Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the common theme.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, it's a little bit idealistic, I suppose, to think that everyone in the world will have. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah.
But everyone, if everyone does something, every little bit helps.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, you know, we're not able to change the world in one step, but if we make small inroads and more people do that,
yeah,
then the greater common good is achieved.
Yeah.
So that's why you're asking people to please donate,
yeah,
so that they can contribute in that way.
That's right.
I'm very interested in how the foundation manages to sustain this incredible work. Are you able to tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so I guess backtracking ever so slightly, so my role as an executive officer is to work for the board. So we have a board that are volunteers, and my role is to sort of be the engine room of the work of the Common Good Foundation. So if you're looking for a receipt, then I'll be the person that emails you back or that you speak to on the phone. If you're looking on social media, on our Instagram, on our Facebook, on our website, then it will be me in behind the scenes crafting and creating all those kinds of things that you see. It will be me on the end of the email or the phone talking to you if you're applying for a grant. And if you're successful in getting a grant, then it might be me turning up at your doorstep to hear about what you've been doing in the community. And so the way that all of that happens is over time, the organisation has received donations, which then go out in grants each year, but has also been very fortunate to receive some legacy funds. And we invest those funds in order to ensure that the sustainability of the foundation can continue into the future. And one of the ways that we invest is with the CDF. Yeah.
Great. And so you've got like this fund that's continuing, so that every year, I guess, you can try to sustain the level of grants that the foundation is able to give.
That's right.
Right. But more money in from donations means more money able to go out in grants.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, we had some volunteers helping with Caring Sunday this year, and they were students from Sacred Heart and St. John's colleges here in Hamilton. And when I spoke with them, I said, you know, you're being part of this incredible opportunity where people give $5, $10, $20 and on Caring Sunday, and it could be amplified into 21 different organisations that are doing amazing work in the community. So the more that you can greet people kindly and with a warm smile, those people will see that that's what you're representing and they will want to give, and then we can give more funds out every year.
Yeah, so the common good is achieved.
That's right.
That sort of brings me to one question I had. I am jumping ahead a little bit.
That's okay.
But the annual Caring Sunday appeal, so that's a huge part of your fundraising.
Yep.
For those who contribute, say myself or someone like me, just an ordinary person, comes along, gives you $50, gives the foundation $50.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little bit of a snapshot of the ripple effect that $50 might have?
Yeah, so it's amazing, actually. It's one of the things that I love about the role that I have, because I receive donations via various different streams, and some of them is via donations. Kindly sent in envelopes to me, which I always enjoy because sometimes they come with a little note from the person saying how much they appreciate what we're doing. And so I see from both the donation coming in and then out to doing visits to grant recipients in the last couple of weeks, and I see on the ground what it means to these grant recipients to be able to continue to have the building that they're using, because lots of groups apply for operating expenses and they can't get grants for that kind of thing. But through the Common Good Foundation, we're happy to support those kinds of expenses for organisations. And then by keeping the roof up over their organisation, they can have incredible programs for youth, for babies, for families. And they say that without these kind of necessary funds, they couldn't continue to do what they do.
Right. So my $50 mm-hmm. mightn't feel like a lot, but if enough of us give you $50,
yep.
then pull together allows you to make the grants yep. and therefore greater yep. work can be undertaken yep. by those organisations.
That's right. And I've heard people come to me on Caring Sunday and say, oh, I had no idea that if I gave to the Common Good Foundation that so many different organisations would benefit from my donation. And I guess that's the ripple effect in a sense because if you're giving to one organisation, then you know that your funds are going to support that mission and vision of that one organisation. But if you give to the Common Good Foundation, then there are 21 this year, different groups who are all working in an amazing sort of direction for the common good. They are contributing towards the common good, and every donation that we receive goes towards those groups. But they're so varied, they're so different, and so I like to say to people that your donation can actually be amplified through the Common Good Foundation. We're that bridge because not everybody can get out there and get their hands dirty and be on the ground serving those who are most in need, but often people want to give. And so even giving $20 is going to mean that that small amount of money could be amplified and could benefit hundreds of people across the Hamilton Diocese.
Yes, and so you really are the bridge,
yep.
the wonderful bridge. And so the organisations who receive the grants must be so, so thankful
yep. Yep.
for you,
yeah.
For the foundation and the work that it does.
Yeah, 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 they absolutely are. And particularly in this time in history, you know, we're living in a time where it seems that every day you get an email from somebody saying that we've increased our prices. And so our charities aren't protected from any of that. They're experiencing the same increases in costs that we are, and then those who that they serve are also experiencing them. And so there are people who are giving out food parcels, who are giving people within the community the ability to pay for petrol to get to places, who are giving rides to church or to community functions for the elderly, are going to visits for the doctor's visits. And those people would not be able to get to those things or to give to those most in need without us.
Right. So absolutely wonderful. The bridge over the troubled waters, I
yes.
suppose. Yeah. So, yeah. Some of our listeners may not be familiar with either the Catholic Development Fund or the Common Good.
Mm-hmm.
So while we've got them, just a little bit of a summary from us. The Catholic Development Fund offers a unique model where people can invest their money knowing that it's being used to support the church's work, with the returns from the investments funding the bishop's pastoral team across the diocese and other things that he does. So it's super, super important. I guess it could be said that the CDF enables the church's structure, which in turn creates a community inspired and able to support charities such as the Common Good Foundation. From a donor or volunteer's perspective, the Catholic Development Fund and the Common Good offer two powerful, complementary ways to contribute. One is an investment that builds the church's capacity, and the other is a donation that directly aids those in needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And sounds about right.
Yeah. Our byline, I think, as I said in that very first question you're asking me how I came to this role, is that I saw when they advertised for the role that it was putting Catholic care in action. And I guess for me and my whānau, it's given me an opportunity to do that in a practical, professional sense. And every sort of work, every aspect of my job that I do, I'm trying to represent and to reflect that that's the call that we're all given by Christ, actually, to love and to give and to grow in ways that we can become a person that looks more like him. And regardless of whether our organisations are doing that with a banner over their heads that say that they're Catholic, they can still show that kindness and that mercy and that compassion of Christ. And it's a very powerful thing to be the person behind the scenes to say, this is what this is. This is Catholic care in action. And then to encourage people to give to that.
Yeah, so I guess that ties into, you know, we're in a Jubilee year of hope with the theme Pilgrims of Hope. So you're giving, the foundation is giving hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
To other people.
Yeah, that's been something that this year, I guess, in December last year, when that year was announced by the late Pope Francis, it was a real moment where I thought, okay, like we do exist in the Hamilton Diocese to give hope, and we can be a tangible sign of what the church offers people. And so what better way than to think about the greatest sort of symbol of hope, which is that of a candle. And so for the Jubilee Year of Hope, we launched a candle which we called the Hope Candle, and we partnered with an organisation in Auckland who creates the candles, and through the creation of the candles provides meaningful working opportunities for young people with Down syndrome and other intellectual impairments. And we got that sort of branded for the Common Good Foundation, and we offered that as a different way that people could interact and support the Common Good Foundation. And so it aligned with the Jubilee Year of Hope, but it also gave people a chance to give a gift to a family member, to a sibling, to an auntie, to whoever they wanted to give that gift to, and to say, hey, there's always hope. There's always hope. Hope does not disappoint. And ultimately, as a church, we need to be telling people that our ultimate hope is in Christ, is in God, and that God does not ultimately disappoint. Like, we go through all sorts of horrible things in this life, and people suffer and people weep and grieve, but there is always hope. There is always hope. And so the Jubilee Year has given us a chance, all of us, to think about that idea. But as the Common Good Foundation, we tried to make that really practical, put it into action, and to give people this chance to buy a candle to support us, to support the organisation making the candles, and then also to support those who are doing the work in the community through our grants.
Well, that was a wonderful initiative, Caroline. Full credit to you for that.
Thank you.
I personally have a candle, and they are so wonderful. They smell delicious.
Yeah, they do. And they're still available on the website. Yep,
two just going to ask that.
Yeah. So coming up to Christmas, they're a $35 gift that is both meaningful and heartfelt. And there's two different scents there. You can get purple orchid or vanilla silk. There's not many left, so if you're interested, then you can go along and snap one up, and I'll post it out, or you can come collect it from our offices.
So go to the website for those.
Yes, go to our website, and there's a tab on there that says shop. Once you find the tab that says shop, you should be able to find your way to purchasing a candle.
And just remind the listeners, what's the web
address? The website is www.commongood.org.nz.
Nice and easy.
Yep.
Brilliant. Okay. So just talking about how you mentioned about the candles, and, you know, that's such an inspiring story, because you are giving hope to the people who make those candles, for a start.
Yep.
And then the message, I guess, in today's world where things are difficult and there's all sorts of atrocities happening, not to lose hope is the message, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think that that's something that, as a diocese, that we're trying to say to people, that we're trying to give people, and our churches bring people into the opportunity to experience the sacraments and experience the love of Christ through those sacraments, but also there's loads and loads of people that aren't necessarily able to connect with the church, connect with a parish, connect with somebody who's Christian. And so for us as an organisation to have the ability to share with people that message through our work is a very powerful kind of another door, basically, another door, I think, another opportunity to spread that message.
Yeah, just an interesting little point there. How did you manage to get in touch with the organisation that makes them? What's the name of it again?
Downlights.
Yeah. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
So how did you connect with them?
So I was thinking about a candle as a symbol of hope, as a symbol of light. And I thought, I'd really like the candles to be something that is not just a product that we purchase, that somehow has a bit of a story that people can connect with, particularly for the Year of Hope. And I knew that there was some organisation, sort of a social enterprise, where they have something that they are benefiting people socially as well as making a profit. And I came across Downlights, and they were advertising themselves as being exactly that, a social enterprise support young people. And I just emailed the lady and I said, hey, this is what we're doing. We've got this vision for a candle. And she was so excited. And she said, yep, we'll give the candles to you at cost price. Come and see the factory. Come and meet some of our staff. And that's what I did. We went up and spent some time, spent a day. We learned how 21 steps, I think it is, to make a candle. And I definitely couldn't do all those 21 steps. I would have had to have a lot more training. But we followed all those steps from the beginning all the way to the end, where our candles were poured and then the stickers were stuck on and labelled. And those are the ones that are available for people to purchase.
And they come beautifully boxed too.
Yeah.
And would make a wonderful Christmas gift, wouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So are there any other initiatives that you would like to discuss at this time with the listeners, or anything you've got in the pipeline for 2026?
Yeah, so I guess a couple of things that I wanted to share about is a couple of organisations who've received grants in the last year. So one is the Waikato Parents Centre. So they are here in Hamilton, and they exist to support families, both mums and dads and babies, and homes where there are young children who need a little bit of support. And so you can turn up there and you can get help with a child who's struggling to sleep, with feeding, with breastfeeding, with colic, with all sorts of different things. And they have these beautiful rooms that you can go and spend some time. Maybe mum just needs to have a sleep. And so you can go there and one of the nurses, trained nurses, will gently ask if you would like your baby to be cuddled for a little bit. And if you're comfortable with that, then you can just go and lay down while you have your child is safe and you are able to have a little bit of a breather. And I guess that one connects for me particularly because my little boy is only two. So I remember those early days where sometimes you can feel like, where else can I turn to get some support? And lots of people don't necessarily have people around them who have that advice or that support or the availability of time. Lots of mums who are having babies in this kind of time in history, maybe both of their parents are still working, or perhaps their parents live in a different part of New Zealand, perhaps they live in a different part of the world. And so Waikato Parents Centre is such an essential and amazing service that received a grant from us to continue doing what they're doing.
Fabulous. It resonates with me too. It never leaves you, because my 21-year-old for 19 months did not sleep due to severe reflux.
Yep.
And I will never forget those times. Yeah. Things are a bit of a blur and photographs are great because I don't remember them happening.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But yeah, couldn't have got by without the support of that organisation. And I mean, I did have family, but even so, it's just nice sometimes to just put your head down and know your baby is really safe.
That's right, yeah. And then there's another couple ones. One's called Orange Sky, which was started in Australia, a couple of young guys who got a van and put a washing machine in the back of it and took it to a park because they thought, you know what, people who are really struggling on the streets, they need to wash their clothes. And it is a thing of dignity to put on a fresh set of clothes or to have a shower. And so Orange Sky was born from that. And so here in Hamilton, we have a number of Orange Sky shifts that are across Hamilton. And homeless, those who are struggling, those who are in between different experiences in their life, can turn up to one of these places and have their clothes washed, to have a hot shower, and in some places the vans are parked outside a building where they're also offering the lunch, the free lunch for those who are in need. So Orange Sky is another group that we support, and they are, unfortunately, they have also had to expand, which, I mean, a lot of the groups that we support say we wish that we didn't need to exist.
Of course, but they do
need to exist. And so Orange Sky is one of those amazing, very, very practical supports for those who are struggling and vulnerable in our communities with providing them showers and getting their clothes washed and dried. And then the other is a parish here in Hamilton East, one of our largest, our cathedral. And there's a young girl there who runs a program inviting volunteers to come and visit sick and elderly in rest homes. And so she applies for a very small grant each year, but the funds go to training new volunteers to doing all of the necessary kind of safety checks for those volunteers to go into rest homes. And then she supports them to connect them with people who would like to have someone to talk to, and makes that an authentic experience as possible, so that those people don't feel alone in their struggles. So those are three different organisations that we've supported, and there are a whole lot more on our website that people can go and have a little look of, read about, and very soon we'll be announcing our new 21 grant recipients for this year, and we'll do a little bit of a blurb through our website about each of those and social media. So if you're interested in hearing about what we are supporting this year, or you made a donation, you'd like to see where your donation is going to, then please visit our website, find us on Instagram and Facebook, look up commongood.org.nz, and you'll be able to link through to all of those things, and you'll be able to see the stories behind those organisations.
Oh, thank you so much, Caroline. I could continue to talk to you for hours, but we need to wrap up. So thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing such valuable information about the Common Good Foundation and the wonderful work that it does. The CDF is proud to be associated with the foundation. I wish you and the foundation all the very best for your future endeavours, and I'm sure the information you have imparted today will inspire many to get involved. Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Go well, Caroline. Thank you for joining us today on Ripple Results. Catch us next time when I will be talking with another inspirational guest about their role and aspirations made possible by the Catholic Development Fund. You can find us wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts, and if you wish to contact us, you can go to www.cdfhamilton.org.nz or give us a call on 0785 66989.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.